Thanks, Brad. Good morning. The Eureka Police Department is asking for the public's assistance in locating a 50-year-old woman named Esther Harris. Esther was reported missing by her father in January. Esther has also used the last name of Cunningham and has a street name of Miss Joe. Esther is about 5'6", 105 pounds, with brown hair and brown eyes. Esther was last seen in the Arcata area in November last year with a man named Joe Byers. If anyone has information on Esther or how to contact Joe Byers, they are urged to contact Mary Anderson at 441-4300 with the Eureka Police Department. A sheriff's deputy and two CHP officers conducting a probation search at a residence in Phillipsville found the probationer, but they also found a marijuana grow. After receiving information about possible drug-related activity at the residence at 371 Phillipsville Road, the three officers contacted 64-year-old Stephen Ball, who was on probation for marijuana possession. A search of the residence turned up more than 3,000 growing marijuana plants, $3,000 in cash as well, and evidence of suspected drug sales activity. The County Drug Task Force was called in to assist. Officers contacted 64-year-old Timothy Hare of Dyersville at the scene, and both Ball and Hare were arrested, booked into county jail on numerous charges, including felony cultivation, outstanding warrants, and theft of utilities. A national debate affects local hospitals. Reporter Dan Squire with the details.
St. Joseph's Hospital CEO Joe Mark and the institution he runs are at the forefront of a national debate on the issue of employer-provided health care. With the passage of the Affordable Care Act, the Obama administration has announced that all businesses who provide health insurance for employees must include contraception in those plans, and that announcement ran head-on into the teachings of the Catholic Church.
It would cause a real problem if they were to really take a hard line federally with that. It would really force some very difficult dialogue about being able to continue those hospitals under a Catholic sponsorship flag.
With pushback from church leaders, the issue of providing contraception insurance coverage is one that Mark sees as being resolved through compromise between government and Catholic-run institutions such as hospitals, which play a huge role in providing health care across the nation.
I'd say it's between 25 and 28% of the beds in the country are sponsored by Catholic health organizations. So, I mean, it would really create a very interesting challenge when you take on a big market presence like that nationally. I think they'll work it out. I think the compromise will end up being that as a Catholic-sponsored entity, the conscience clause will prevail over any insurance requirements. And I think even if it gets pushed by the administration, it'll fail in the courts on appeal.
Thanks, Dan. More KINS News. It's after this.
Here's Redwood Capital Bank customer Joaquin Freixas of Swanland's Cameron.
I've been a customer of Redwood Capital Bank since 2008. Swanland's is a locally owned business, and I like to deal with a local bank because it helps support the community. The atmosphere at Redwood Capital Bank is warm and friendly, and the staff gets to know you. It's great to be a little part of it.
We believe in living our values every day.
Redwood Capital Bank. Our interest is you. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
The Pacific Union School District announced it has refinanced several outstanding general obligation bonds first passed in 1999, and by doing so, has saved property owners in the district more than $160,000 over the life of the bonds. The refinanced bonds totaling approximately $1.7 million were used for capital improvements to classrooms, a library, and a new gym at Pacific Union School. Redwood Capital Bank announced that Greg Foster has been hired to run the bank's commercial loan department. Foster, most recently the executive director of the Redwood Region Economic Development Commission, also serves on numerous boards, including Eureka Main Street, the Visitors Bureau, and is president of the board of directors of the Humboldt Small Business Coalition. Redwood Bank President and CEO John Dalby said that our board of directors, staff, and I share a passion for customer service, and the addition of Mr. Foster to our staff will further that cause. Foster said he looks forward to joining the team at Redwood Capital and is excited to be a part of the bank's future growth. With the KINS of the News, I'm Anthony Mantova.